we have some tickets to a really epic theatrical event, which we're going to talk about momentarily, called a Mexican Trilogy, An American Story. So welcome into studio, Evelina Fernandez.
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And you know Julio. Julio's
Yes, I know Julio. Thank you, Julio, for having me again.
And the one thing we left out of the Mexican Trilogy is it's three plays written by Evelina Fernandez.
Yes, and published by Samuel French.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
And that's going to be opening on the 17th down at LATC, correct?
Well, yeah, it opens on the 17th. We start previews on September 8th. So the way it works is if you go on a Wednesday, you get part A, which is 1.5 plays. And if you go on a Thursday, you get part B, which is the last 1.5 plays, and then the second part. And then Saturday and Sunday, you can buy the whole experience. You can go beginning at 5 p.m. and stay there for... The plays are 5 hours, but there's a dinner break.
Yes.
So you can have dinner in our beautiful LATC lobby if you've never been there. It's really a beautiful lobby. And so we'll be providing that option for people if they want to stay in the lobby, you know, talk to other audience members about what they just experienced or what they're in the middle of experiencing. So... Yeah, we're really excited about this. It's kind of a culmination of a lot of things, right? We've been together for 30 years. It's kind of our 30-year anniversary. Then it's our 10-year anniversary of operating the LATC. So it's that, too. So it's a culmination of a lot of work. Yeah.
And the trilogy, it really surveys the history of one woman. Came to the United States as a young girl during the Mexican Revolution,
I guess
around 1916. So it's 100 years in her life because she's still alive in the third play.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's over 100 years old. She arrives here around 1916, and part three takes place in 2005. But she is over 100 years old in 2005. So part three deals with a family losing their son in Iraq, the loss of faith, the loss of tradition, the loss of your roots, that kind of thing. So we follow this woman leaving Mexico during the Mexican Revolution, and she comes to this country, and her daughters are born here. She has three daughters, and then... Her daughters have children, and so then we go to the second generation in the 60s during the JFK administration right before his assassination. And then in 2005, we're in Los Angeles with a family who has lost their son in Iraq.
So this family, and her especially, she's been through every war of the last 100 years
States. She's actually lived through three centuries, right? She was born
in the 19th century.
Then she lived in the 20th, and now she's still alive in the 21st.
And we're still having war.
And that's exactly what she talks about. She's like, I've lived through so many governments. When are they ever going to learn that you can't make peace with war, right? That's kind of... something she says in the play. But she lives through the Mexican Revolution, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, all that stuff. So, and, you know, it's also a way of reminding the country that our community has participated in all of this, you know, for so many years. Now with the political climate, I always knew that the trilogy would be relevant, but I'm starting to think that it's absolutely necessary, right? Because
especially after that speech yesterday Donald Trump.
Exactly. So now it's important to tell our story as a community, and of course this isn't everybody's story, but it's important to show us as a Mexican-American community, as the Latino community within an American context, if you will. You know, yes, we experienced the Depression. We experienced the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we experienced everything after that. So it's just a reminder that, like so many other communities who have roots in other countries, we play a very important part of the American culture, the American fabric, the American economy, right?
So, yes.
Yeah.
And this is based upon your own experience, some degree, your own family.
I always have to say loosely based on my family experience, because then they get very nitpicky about, hey, thought that wasn't a priest, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yes, it's based on loosely based on my grandparents who left during the Mexican Revolution and ended up in a mining town called Jerome, Arizona, which is a beautiful little town in Arizona. I love it. So that's where my mother was born, and they had five daughters. And so those five daughters were born in that little mining town, and then eventually they all made their way to Los Angeles. My mother specifically went to Phoenix with my father, which is part two, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis, that I mean, those of you who lived through it, you know what that was, so much fear. And then we eventually came to Los Angeles to live with our grandparents also. Yeah.
And this is broken down into the three installments, if you were, mm-hmm. will, is faith, hope, and charity. Mm-hmm. And what intrigues me is that the cast members, some of them play multiple roles, right?
Yes, many of them.
And so you're basically spending, what, about 6 hours with these people that are telling this epic story over decades and all these different generations of this family. It must be a fascinating experience for the cast as well. You've presented this before in different parts, but not mm-hmm. ever as one single epic, right?
Right. We've produced them each as one individual play. We started with part two, and then we did part three, charity, and then the last play we did was part one, kind of like Star Wars, I guess. But that's the way it developed for us. It's amazing. You know, those of us who have been in the company for all these years, 30 years, we're in the production. Obviously, we can't play, you know, the young roles that we used to play before. So we have such a wonderful, talented cast of young actors that are also learning about this history. We have one young man who just came into working with us, and he's Mexican from Mexico City. And but his experience was that he moved to this country and all he wanted to do was be American. So for him, it's quite a beautiful process and experience for him to learn this history, be part of it, you know, talk to his parents about, hey, I'm in this play, it's about us, kind of thing. So yeah, it's a great experience for the young actors. And, you know, they're such talented singers, you know, all the beautiful music of the 40s, of, you know, the 60s. I don't think the music in 2005 is as beautiful, but that's just me.
They don't have the Trio Los Panchos
anymore. No, not at all. No boleros, no Trio Los Panchos.
Now, the names of the play, those are also the names of the daughters, right?
Two of the daughters, Faith and Charity.
Uh-huh.
In part three, I called it Charity because this is the family going full circle after all these years. In part three, Charity, a long lost relative arrives to Mexico, also looking for the American dream, the way Esperanza did at the beginning,
right,
when she fled Mexico in the Mexican Revolution.
And yeah. I do want to remind our listeners who might just be joining us, Julio, that we are in Fun Drive, and we're speaking in studio with Evelina Fernandez, whose epic piece, Mexican Trilogy, An American Story, is going to be opening at LA Theater Center. and you can see it in parts or you can see it in one full swoop. But we are offering tickets as a special add-on.
We have five pair available.
We have five pair available, and it's for the play in its entirety, because it would be cruel to just have tickets for one part and not get to see this sweep of time. So I just want to remind our listeners they can call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and pledge for the LA Theater Works pack of plays or the Leonard Nimoy Live Long and Prosper pack, and we'll throw in a pair of tickets to this wonderful piece.
Yes, and when you offering tickets to each of the performance, is this for the weekend that they're all together?
Well, they can. That's up to them. They have their choice. Mm-hmm. The only thing we're excluding
is dinner. Then.
Yeah. But you gotta. That's extra.
Yeah. Right.
You have to order that in advance. I think 24 hours in advance, because you have to prepare for these things. Mm-hmm. But you know, whatever works for your schedule. The only thing we're excluding is opening night, because that's kind of a different event, and the closing weekend. But basically, it's running through October 24th. Is it the 24th?
No, October 9th.
Oh, October 9th.
Yes.
And you can. We'll send in your names, and you can pick when you want to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Is your daughter in this?
Yes, my daughter is in this.
Does she sing as part of that female trio?
Yes, she does.
Oh, good.
Yes, she does. Uh-huh. My daughter is Esperanza America. I don't know why I didn't send my kids to law school or medical school. You know, they're both actors. They're both very talented. It's just a hard career, right?
Yeah. My children both went to LOXA.
So did mine.
They follow a family tradition.
That's right. That's the way it works.
Well, we're so happy you could kind of join us to elaborate a little bit on this. You know, we offer premiums, and sometimes we aren't able to really go into a little depth. But suffice it to say, this is really a unique theatrical event. It's kind of, you know, following this Mexican-American family over generations, and it's very special.
And it's a story about a Mexican-American family, but I think anybody can relate to it. I think we could probably call it the Cuban trilogy, the Puerto Rican trilogy, the Greek trilogy, the Italian trilogy. It's a story of a family that looking for a better life in the United States.
And as we kind of briefly touched on, unfortunately we don't have time to really go into it, but I just think it's more important now than ever to put a human face on people's stories, because they become news bites and, you know, fodder for election manipulations. And it's you know, it's important to really get to what is common and universal among us all.
Absolutely. That's what this is about.